For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Anthony, I think a lot of folks are looking forward to Curtain Up, Friday, September 18th, and they might be thinking, oh, well, Curtain Up is almost here. Theater is over with for the rest of the summer. But that's not the case at all, especially up at the Shaw Festival.
Absolutely. I've been up at the Shaw frequently over the past few weeks. I saw Light Up the Sky, the Moss Hart comedy, which is a wonderful use of a large ensemble with deep pockets for beautiful scenography that often, I think you've heard me complain about videography in the theater, that I'm not talking about the kind of innovative thing that Brian Milbrand does, Silo City, which is mesmerizing. I'm talking about cheesy, bad use of videography, as in Big Fish and Ring of Fire and various examples I can think of, but Light Up the Sky begins, and it's a large postcard of the Ritz-Carlton Hotel, a vintage postcard, and then they start to zoom in on the windows, and I thought, oh dear, here we go. Oh my goodness, it is so clever, as they, Hitchcock style, you zoom into the windows and they flip about and you go into the rooms of the hotel, just so marvelous, and it just speaks comedy, 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 which is what Moss Hart's Light Up the Sky is. It is the story of a first-time playwright having the out-of-town tryout of his Broadway play, and when things are going well, they treat him like a prince, and when things are going badly, they just trash this poor guy.
When it goes south, does it come back? Do you walk out happy? Or
Well, it goes north again.
Good.
But it's comical just how self-centered these people are, that they can justify any foul thing that they say or do. And people like Lori Patton, just, you know, brilliant in clicking into the period and doing the comedy, and it looks gorgeous. And if you are looking for just that, let's forget all our troubles and have a marvelous time, Light Up the Sky. Much different experience, but as thrilling for, let me get it right, the Intelligent Homosexual's Guide to Capitalism, Social, and Socialism with a Guide to the Scriptures.
A Key to the Scriptures.
Oh, sorry, Key to the Scriptures. Right, sorry, didn't get it right. Tried to depend on memory.
It's the doggone weirdest title for a great play.
Well, it's a combination of a pamphlet that Shaw wrote in 1928, Intelligent Woman's Guide to Capitalism and Socialism, and Mary Baker Eddy's Key to the Scriptures. So it's a riff on these intellectual thoughts. But the play that I thought of while watching this, and I'd seen the world premiere at the Guthrie Theater in Minneapolis in 2009, where it was kind of sprawling, but still, it's Tony Kushner. He wrote Angels in America, flashes of absolute brilliance. He is absolutely brilliant. And then a couple of years later, they did it at the Public in New York, and the Shaw is perfect for this. They are not afraid of big ideas. They do Shaw, for heaven's sake.
Right.
And they have one of the greatest acting ensembles in the world, and so lavished on this production. Fiona Reid and Jim Mizon and Stephen Sutcliffe. It's just glorious. And the play I thought of, oddly, was Tennessee Williams' Cat in the Hot Tin Roof.
Mm-hmm. Well, You got Big Daddy.
You got Big Daddy and the Klan assembled because he's going to die.
Right.
But as a surprise, the son with the most sexual ambiguity turns out to be the one who's most like Big Daddy, who is, of course, Gus, played by Jim Mizon. Wonderfully. 3 hours and 50 minutes, two intermissions. I felt as if I'd been there for 45 minutes. It breezed by as I was just so engaged in what happens in this very beautiful play.
Well, we mentioned it last week, but great news. Betty and Joan, which was sold out last weekend, is up on the boards this weekend. Final weekend, I think.
Well, see how long they can keep this baby going. You know, Betty and Joan, the story of Joan Crawford and Betty Davis. It's Betty on her deathbed and Joan summoning her to the other side. We also have down at Silo City, isn't there another weekend of They Kill Things, am I right?
Yes, They Kill Things. I haven't seen it, but it's described as a site-specific spectacle. So if you love looking at the waterfront and you're intrigued by Silo City and...
And death,
yes.
Then head on down. That's what Torn Space does better than anybody else.
Do want to mention a little bit of jazz happening at Musical Fair. They're calling the program Jazz on Broadway. It's a one night only, this Saturday, August 22nd, at both, one afternoon and one night at 4 and 8. And you just love that little bar space.
Oh, I do. I love their little cabaret space there. And Katie Miner, who's an actress, singer, the kind of cabaret entertainment that engages people who go to the theater, and that would be me. So, yeah, I like that kind of thing.
And they do have a cash bar.
They do indeed have a cash bar, unlike They Kill Things at Silo City. I was just kidding people.
Should have a cash bar.
Should have.
Okay, for Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.